I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 5 years after al-Qaeda-linked terrorists invaded northern Mali, authorities still have not been able to eradicate them completely. In general, Western Africa has seen its fair share of violence and instability. Although it's a difficult place for ministry, the gospel is needed there. Abdoulaye Sango of Transworld Radio says,
Islam is one of the challenges of the church in West Africa. And also diseases, evangelism of unreached people groups, children ministry is also a challenge because most of the children are also from Muslim families.
And despite resistance, the radio ministry is having an impact through their Muslim-focused programming. Sango says it's a battle for hearts, so please pray for the gospel to reach many. And head to missionnews.org for more action points. And we'd like to introduce you to a new ministry partner. Global Disciples does just what they say, partner with local churches to make global disciples. They carry out discipleship missions training, and the result is a church planting domino effect. Josh Kiefer with Global Disciples met one church planter at an event.
He said, you see that gentleman over there? That's second generation. He's now running a discipleship mission program from a group of church plants that our church originally set out to do. And he goes, and you see that young woman over there? That's third generation. That's from the church plants of that gentleman right there. And that, to me, is the power of this model, is the power of multiplication.
And you can learn more about Global Disciples today at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Listener-supported thanks to you. Join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.